We're all taped.
Get the show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's a Friday. I don't have to tell you this. I don't have to be your dad, but just driving in, do be careful out there on the roads because I saw way too many spin-out accidents. So if you're doing about 80 right now, back it down a little bit. You'll be thanking me later. Of course, right about now, you're probably not driving that fast on a commute.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty out there today, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty nasty out there. And it never ceased to amaze me how some people drive. Well, you know, you're driving, and instead of putting your blink on, they make those quick, abrupt moves.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of banana. That just, I don't understand that. Like, you're so hurt in a hurry to get in this lane because I don't know why, because you're going to get there about the same time as everybody else that you want to. You know, switch lanes without using your blinker kind of puts everybody in a you know.
And that's when accidents happen,
spot.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but it's for whatever reason.
Yeah, turn signals work, and they're on the car for a reason, you know. And people don't use them, and they should. And that, you know, one of the reasons that I think you have a lot of accidents is people don't use their turn signals so that people don't know what's coming, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Right, I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I saw two pretty nasty little accidents on the way down. And all I could think was, if you're headed down, I could just tell you this, if you're headed down 75, probably going to be a bit of a crawl today, I'm just thinking. But be careful out there, all right? Because it is wet, it is nasty, it's going to get cold, and I understand that, I guess the low tonight's going to be in the 20s.
All right.
Man.
Don't turn my heat on.
Yeah. You got a fireplace?
No.
Oh, we got to get you a fireplace.
You know what, John? I don't know what I want to do. I'm kind of at that point now where I like being as close to the city as I possibly can be, but I also don't want the hustle and bustle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like the apartment living thing, but I kind of want the house thing too.
What did you could do both?
Well, I don't know because like what I want to spend and what they pay, what they charge for downtown, I ain't trying to do all that.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's where I'm at with mine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
I got champagne wishes and caviar dreams, and I don't want to give them the money to for all of that stuff. Don't want to do it.
Well, it is a Friday, headed to the weekend, and the Hawks play tonight as they take on the Pistons at State Farm Arena. And we always want to encourage you, if you haven't been down to the arena, you go, the Hawks aren't any good. Look, again, you want to be two things. One, you want to be Hawks cool before the Hawks are cool, and at some point they're going to be cool, and you're going to go, I was there when they weren't cool, except you weren't, okay? And then the other part of that is, if you haven't seen the new arena, it's a great place to explore. We have a third jewel in town. And there are tickets available at Hawks.com to see the Hawks and Pistons tonight. Full coverage on Sports Radio 910. The game begins with a pregame show at 7 with Andy Bunker and 7:30 with a tip with Steve Holman. Now, that's tonight. What we're talking about today, of course, a lot of football going on. What with what happened late last night in Pittsburgh, where the Steelers just ripped Cam Newton apart at the seams. Man, that was a beatdown. We know what – hey, listen, we're Falcons fans, Hugh. We know what a beatdown in Pittsburgh is like. That was a beatdown.
Bruh. it was like the game started, right? I forgot what I was doing. I had both TVs going because I was raiding with McClan last night in Destiny. And I told him, I said, dude, I got to go because I got to get ready to watch this game tonight. So I go in the other room and I'm like, it's 7-0, Carolina.
Right down the
field.
And
I'm like, wow. Okay. I was like, okay, Carolina. See, this might be a good game. So then I go into the other room and come back, and it was 7-7. And then after that, it was just on and popping for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was just like,
man.
And I was just like, all right, NFL, I guess I could play a little bit longer because this game's about over. Mm-hmm. This game was over before it even really got started good.
Right.
But, yeah, that was a beatdown. That was a straight beatdown. Ed Reed got ejected from the game last night. We were kind of debating that this morning. Saw the potential hit that he could have hit when he hit Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger was lucky that he missed that hit. He kind of whiffed him a little bit.
He kind of whiffed him a little bit.
He took his head completely off. I see why they kicked him out the game, though.
Why? Because he led with his head?
Well, they kicked him out of the game because it's one of those things, John, you could have made a better decision. that was like a bad, like it was right. a bad decision on right. A. Reed's part because Ben was going, like when you were coming in, you could clearly, Ben was going in for the slot because he didn't want to get hit. Eric made the decision to try to hit him anyway. All you have to do in that situation is tapping. All you got to do, because he's going down.
Right.
Just put your hand on him. He's down. And I think that's what it was. I think that's why they made the decision that they made.
So that's one of the side issues, Eric Reed getting kicked out of the game on a call there. But, you know, when Cam Newton if you didn't see the game, Carolina goes right down the field and scores in a 75-yard drive, and that's what I said. I said, oh, okay. And Pittsburgh scored, then Pittsburgh gets the ball. On its first play, 75 yards, sets a new team record, longest play from scrimmage in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers on their first play of a game. 75-yard touchdown pass. Well, it was a 15-yard pass, and Juju Smith-Schuster ran the rest of the way. 75 yards virtually untouched. Then Carolina gets the ball back, and literally like the next play, and then Cam Newton, from his own end zone, is being tackled for a safety and tries to unload it and throws it over the middle. It gets picked for a pick six. And it was like back-to-back, bam, bam. And I went, man, this went south in a hurry. A couple of thoughts about this game. Again, we Falcons fans know what it's like to have a game go south in a hurry in Pittsburgh. Man, what is it with Pittsburgh's defense? They got after Matt Ryan something fierce when we played him. They were hunting Cam Newton last night.
They hit their stride, John. You know, you talked about it. You know how you always talk about how the Falcons look like they're ready to take off?
Mm-hmm.
That's how most teams in the NFL are built, especially teams that are playoff contenders. Like, this is the time of the year, like, you know, when you with all the way that you train, the way that you practice, especially when it comes to those November, December months, you know, your body's tired. This is when teams are really locked in, and that's when they really start to take off and separate themselves from everybody else. That's what you kind of see with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. They're humming right now.
Yeah, they're
humming.
They are humming right now.
They've sprinted through the division. Oh, they've beaten everybody so far except for New Orleans, correct? If I'm not, let me look at the schedule, because I think that they've kind of spread it through the South.
Yeah, well, they won last night. Final score was 52-21. So you degenerate gamblers out there, that's the Steelers covering and over. All right, I mean by a lot on both. You know that they covered it over at halftime. So heck, it probably almost covered it over at the end of the first quarter. So that thing was a lock.
Yeah, they sprinted through the South. They got one more opponent. They got the Saints. AT was telling me that at the end of the, like in about a month. Yeah, they've kind of owned the South a little bit.
Well, they're 6-2-1. They said first in the AFC North, third overall in the AFC. Now, last night was actually a benefit to the Atlanta Falcons, of course, with Carolina losing. Carolina drops to 6-3. Carolina still, of course, the number one wild card. But if the Falcons beat the Browns on Sunday, suddenly Carolina's going to be 6-3 and Atlanta's going to be 5-4. And I say the first route to the playoffs for the Atlanta Falcons is to chase down the Carolina Panthers and finish second in the division. That's the first goal of the Atlanta Falcons, is to chase those guys down. Remember, at the moment, you have the tiebreaker over Carolina. So that's the first goal, is to chase those guys down. You can catch those guys and pass those guys and own those tiebreakers. Yeah, you got a really good chance of making the playoffs. Forget about anything else. You got to catch Carolina first. It is a rainy kind of Friday in the morning show with John and Hugh, looking ahead to a busy weekend. Going to be a lot of fun. But yesterday was really an interesting day. Bruce Irvin showing up within the Atlanta Falcons, and boy, that must have been something. Yeah, now Wendy, you were there, right, at the Bruce Irvin thing?
I was. He's so excited to be here. I don't think there was any other team that he was going to play for, and he said it himself that there was no team he was going to play for but Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really excited to be here. So I think it's going to make an impact on that defense. Yes. I think we could see it as early as on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. So I mean, am I getting out too excited about this, Hugh, or will it take him a while to adjust, or how's this all going to work?
I don't think it will, John. I hope it works. I hope he comes in and he's everything that Coach Quinn thinks he is. I think he will be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really do. I think he's excited about being here. He's enthusiastic about being here. So I cannot not see him having a good game. You know, and he knows somewhat. He's somewhat familiar with that Cleveland offensive line because he played against them. So yeah,
right.
So yeah, so he'll know. He'll probably pick up. He'll probably help the other guys pick up on a little nuances and everything like that. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, he played against Cleveland earlier in the year when he was with the Oakland Raiders. So, and it's not one of those things that, you know, certain positions you require, and this is not to diminish Rush End. I'm just saying that you don't necessarily have to be fully up to speed, I don't think, really. I mean, if you're just going to go in and rush
see ball, get ball.
Yeah, go, right, so that's what I think.
See ball, get ball.
See Baker, go get Baker, right?
Basically, that's what you're doing.
It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Coverage, of course, of the Atlanta Falcons and the Cleveland Browns begins at 9 a.m. Sunday. It is going to be a big Sunday. We're excited around here because Sunday is going to be a huge day for us, as big a day as this station has ever had, because we have three major events back to back to back. We begin at 9 in the morning on Sunday, and we're not going to end till Monday morning, till after midnight, with all of the coverage that we have for you. Wall to wall to wall on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is why we're the big station, okay? This is why the big boys. 9 a.m., you got the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. At 11, the Bud Light countdown to kickoff with Mike and Hugh. At 1 o'clock, the Falcons and Browns. That will lead you to the postgame that I'll do with DJ Shockley. That will lead you to the pregame and coverage of Atlanta United and NYCFC from Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 5, with a kick at 5:30 between those two at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Mike Conley and Jason Longshore. That will take you up to the Hawks and the Hawks showdown with LeBron James tomorrow night in Los Angeles and Steve Holman. So all of the play-by-play, I'm sorry, what did you say? Sunday night. Did I say tomorrow night? Oh, I misspoke. Sunday night, big Sunday, not big Saturday. Saturday is football. Sunday night, big Sunday on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Now, you know what? That's kind of cool, I think. I mean, to have a station, to have three products, to have them all, and they, just how it aligned you, one game after the other, and to have them all be so big.
That's a long day. That's a long day, so I suggest you get you some snacks, sandwich, nice little sandwich, you know, get your workout in early, and just, you know, turn your radio on and check us out.
Yeah, well, you should just put 92.9 The Game on as a general rule and just leave it there. But, yeah, the Sunday is the day to be.
Well, I mean, you right know, here. Like. For most people, Sunday might be meal prep day. You know, for me, it's meal prep
day.
Sunday, yeah, or church day. You know, people are busy, so you know, just make sure you get all that out there. Go to the early service for church, and get your little snacks and stuff, and get your meals ready for Monday.
Oh, well, the best thing about it is no yard work.
It all depends on who it is, John. I'm pretty sure you have yard work.
No,
I'm pretty sure you have yard.
No,
work.
I know
between Elsie and Archie. How's Elsie and Archie doing, by the way?
Litter box duty.
You know.
How they doing, John? Don't act like you're not excited when you get home to see your little kitten family. You're excited to see your little kitten family.
Man,
when
you're
you
gonna
get home.
Make me out to be something I'm not.
You
know
are,
I mean?
John Fricky. You love those little cats. Don't act like you don't. Don't act like you don't. Now.
Well,
don't sit here. One
of them maybe. The other one, yeah. I'm not so sure.
You cannot tell me these little kittens have been running around your house and you've been a curmudgeon since they've been there. You probably were the first couple days. But after a while, you probably wake up in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where's little Archie Nelson?
Yeah, but
where are they? What
one
are
of them,
doing?
One of them has so much cotton to me. You know what I mean? They both
no,
like
John,
the real estate maven.
This.
One of them doesn't really like me. One of them looks at me and kind of goes, not you. Okay. All right, dude.
Because you don't talk to him, John. You got to talk to him.
Talk to him.
Come here, Archie.
You need a kitten.
Come here. No, I don't like
that.
Yeah,
you need a kitten. No, yeah.
I'm not a cat person.
You're better at this than I am.
No. You're more excited about John's kittens than John.
No, because I know John hates to talk
true.
About him.
That yeah. is true.
John hates to talk about him. I just like to make John squirm a little bit in the morning.
It is a Falcons Friday, and as we talk about the Falcons, second half starts Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Which player in the Falcons is ready to take off as this team blasts off? Who's going to have a huge second half? We're going to be asking you on our social media, too. That's next.
Getting ready for a weekend full of football. This is Falcons Friday.
Is it Friday already?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game on this Friday. Getting ready for a huge weekend ahead. And it kind of all kicks off tonight, or tips off, as it were, with the Hawks and Pistons at 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from State Farm Arena. Do bundle up if you're going to go to the game, because by the time you get out, it might be a little chilly. It's going to be cold over here. Here comes that first taste of winter, which I kind of like, actually, in a way. I mean, I have a love-hate with winter, but I mean...
It's not really winter, John. It just gets cold. It's not really winter. I think we've had this conversation before. It's not really. If it's not snow, it's not really winter.
Well, all right, I'll buy that.
You know what I'm saying? If it's snow, like it's snow.
See, you know why I like snow, Hugh? Because it means it's not ice.
Well, snow is cool until you have to shovel it. Like, that's the one thing. When I lived in Pennsylvania, that's what I never and I ran into all kind of trouble by doing this because I never would shovel the snow.
Uh-huh.
I would just let it. I would drive my truck over it. Like I would pack it. I would pack the snow, and then it would turn
back
to ice.
Forth and back,
yeah,
and,
back and
then,
forth.
But then it does turn
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, man. I used to do that all the time, and I didn't pay anybody to like
snowblowers work. You know,
I always thought about getting a snowblower job, but I never did. I always wanted to get one, but I never got one.
Yeah, you know, the Ace Hardware down the street.
Yeah, and I would talk about getting like the kids. Nah, they didn't do that. Like, or somebody with a plow in the front of their truck to do it. So I would just, and my wife would get mad because like, well, damn, yeah. why don't you just go out there and plow it? I was like, that's not what I do. And I used to say that, and she used to get mad. And so then I got to the point where I would like just half, you know, I would just half do it. I would do her side of the garage.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes none. I know. But that's what I used to do. It was the worst. And then
you pawed her side, put rock salt down, and then your side.
And that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Or I would pack the snow until it got real bad. I would get that kind of rock salt where it's cold activated, where it gets warm,
uh-huh,
and it'll melt. I would do that, but you would never catch me out there shoveling too much. Nah, I probably shoveled. I lived in the house for about like 9 years.
Shoveling is a workout, isn't it? I mean,
I wasn't doing that.
Okay,
I wasn't doing that.
College basketball also got kicking into gear. Just to let you know, all the big kind of local teams are playing. Georgia State opens its season tonight against Montana. Georgia Tech plays at home against McCamish tonight against Lamar. And the first game ever for Tom Crean as the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs is tonight up in Athens against Savannah State. So we'll keep our eyes on college basketball, though the season's already over and Duke has won the national title. All right, so as we have moved along here, the Falcons take on the Browns.
Wait a minute, hold up.
He's been talking about that since yesterday.
You want to join the Carl Dukes board out front?
What Carl
Dukes
board?
Did you happen to see the grease board?
No.
Take a look at the grease board on your way out next break.
And
you'll understand what I'm saying.
No, you and Carl have about the same mindset.
Proclamations right now.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Duke's going to win the national championship.
Yeah, he's right.
Undefeated.
And someone wrote the date when he said it.
Undefeated. I mean, undefeated. Undefeated is a pretty tall
order. We got to use that board for something out there, right?
Right.
For talking crazy.
I'm just saying.
Big
old board out there.
Let's use the board for talking crazy.
So the Falcons get ready for the second half of the season and, of course, open against the Browns. Now, I am of the belief, again, there are three types of Falcons fans. We all know that. There's number one is the negative Nancy's, Debbie Downers, who always expect the worst. We're going to be Atlanta-ing at some point this season. There's the pragmatic people like you who say, hey, listen, like what I see, but we got to, you know, we got to see more. And there's people like me who are already saying we're going to do this, we're going to be in the playoffs, and we're going
to
make a run.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, why not?
We're going to the Super Bowl.
What's to stop us but us?
You're right, John.
What's to stop us but us?
Going to the Super Bowl. You're right.
Don't lose a game. Just don't lose.
Yeah, I mean, if only it was that simple. This is like when I'd be making those proclamations about winning the lottery. I'm going to win the lottery.
I don't know. I think there's probably a better chance the Falcons make it the Super Bowl than you winning the lottery. That's just my guess.
Not to be that guy, but they're probably about the same. Probably about the same. Here we go playing semantics. Here we go.
I kind of agree with John on this one.
Here we go. Fine, Daryl. Of course you do.
All right. Okay, all right, got you.
Okay, which Falcons player is set to explode in the second half of the season, Hugh? We have a few, and anybody could throw this in. We're also talking about this on our social media, on our Twitter at 929TheGame, on our Facebook as well, and we want you to go and jump into the conversation. Which Falcons player is set to explode in the second half of the season? Julio Jones will give you a few. And by the way, you can throw whatever you want in there. Julio Jones with touchdowns, that could be one. Tack McKinley with sacks. Demonte Casey with interceptions. Remember, Demonte tied for the NFL lead in interceptions. Tevin Coleman with 100-yard rushing games because they got that up and going. Deion Jones with his return and the impact that he's going to have on this team. Who is set in your mind, Hugh, if you look at the Falcons, to have – because let's say that Matt Ryan exploded in the first half because he had the 2,700 yards, the 19 touchdowns, and hopefully he continues that and has that MVP kind of second half. Which player is set to really explode in the second half and really kind of go next level? Are we going to see Julio get 6 touchdowns? Are we going to see – what are we going to see? Because I have a feeling on this list that I just gave you that Tack McKinley has 6 sacks this year. It would not shock me if he had 9 to 10 in the second half of the season with the addition of Bruce Irvin.
That wouldn't shock me either, John. But I'm going to go with Julio because right now, 8 games under their belt, he has 60 receptions. 933 yards. So I'm gonna stay with Julio, but I'm going with the 2,000 yard season. I'm gonna say he's gonna go for almost 2,000 yards.
Does he have one of those 300 yard games in him? You think? You know,
yeah,
like he did against.
So.
Against
Carolina, I mean, it's gonna be tough, but yeah, I think so. I think so. When you look at what it could potentially be this weekend. You know, it could potentially be this weekend. I was looking at I was doing my little homework for Mike Conte.
Mm-hmm.
For the upcoming game, and
right.
Man,
right.
It's a whole lot of people on the defensive side for the Cleveland Browns that's questionable. Jamie Collins, linebacker, is questionable. Who else is questionable in the secondary for them? A couple people banged up. Tavier Thomas not a starter. Demarius Randall, he's questionable, the safety for them. So there's a few guys on their team right now that they're a little bit questionable in the secondary, so he could potentially have a good game this weekend.
Yeah, you just got to keep Matt Ryan clean and keep Myles Garrett off him, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Because you ask AT, no, when I said 9-10, I don't mean total. I mean more. I mean, he had 6 in the second half. I think he can get 9-10 in the first half, 9-10. I think Bruce Irvin changes things because, remember, they can go to NASCAR package. They also have the ability to take Tack and put him inside where he can be against a guard and beat him. See, Tack, and the one thing I really like about Tack McKinley as a pass rusher, and Hugh, you speak to this better because you're a 3-time All-Pro. You played the position. Some guys have one move. Tack has more than one move. When you have two, it's like a pitcher. If you have one pitch, that's one. But if you develop a second pitch, now you become even more difficult. If you develop a third pitch, now you become really hard to deal with. And we're talking about like bull rush versus swim versus spin versus all the moves you can make. And it seems like Tack has pretty much everything in his arsenal. He wants it.
Tack has a lot of power. He's when I see him play, I see a lot of power in him. He has beat people off the corner. I don't think that's his forte. I don't think that's what he does best. He can get the edge, but I think his biggest asset is that he's so strong. And sometimes he'll just walk a dude back to the quarterback. I mean, and you know, that's the thing that I don't understand how, like, young people, especially young fast people, because you even see Khalil Mack do it. Khalil Mack is a guy that he could beat you with speed or he can beat you with power. Because you have to be able to mix it up when you're – I think if you're a pass rusher, you have to be able to do a little bit of both, because you can, if you do it right, you can use the offensive lineman's momentum to his disadvantage, to your advantage, if you will. So it's one of those things where, yeah, speed is nice. But if you think you're running past somebody and you're getting to the quarterback and the quarterback stepping up, you're gravely mistaken. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be able to at some point, like my coaches tell me all the time, you got to be able to pick the fight. You got to at some point during that pass rush, you have to engage. You have to engage. And you want to do it before the quarterback steps up in the pocket. And Tack does a good job of that. Tack engages off the rip. He'll come off the corner. He's a good pass rusher. He's good at being physical.
Yeah, he is, and you're right about seeing him, you know, bull rush people right back into, walk them, as you say, right back into the. All right, so Wendy, if you had to vote on this, or have it, not really vote, but have an opinion, which Falcon is set? Is it Julio? Is it Tack? Is it Tevin Coleman? Is Tevin Coleman set to have, let's say, when we say 100-yard rushing games in the last 8 games, like 500-yard games? I'll just kind of put a marker out there. Is this running game set to kind of take off now?
I think so, especially with the offensive line sort of being set, and you saw what they were able to do last week against Washington. So I could see Tevin Coleman having 100-yard games, and just the rushing game in general having 100 yards almost every single week.
All right, and again, you can kind of jump into this too. It's on our Twitter, on our Facebook. We want to know which Falcon's going to take off, which player you think is going to have a monster second half if this team blasts off. I know I'm just driving the bandwagon and drinking the Kool-Aid, and that's kind of what I do. But that's just the way I roll. I'm sorry. You want a negative Nancy, you can. The Wendy Zone. Oh, I got to go look at the grease board. Fine. The Wendy Zone is next. Some of the things we may have missed on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Friday.
It's not just a Friday. It's a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, a lot going on Sunday, and calling it a big Sunday, so head over to 92.9 The Game on our Twitter page. Have a poll up right now. Which event are you most looking forward to on big Sunday? So you have the Falcons at the Browns, Atlanta United taking on NYCFC at Mercedes-Benz in that playoff game, and then Hawks versus LeBron and the Lakers in L.A. Which event are you most looking forward to watching on Sunday?
All right, and don't be one of those people that says all of the above, because we all are looking for all of the above.
Yes, all of them are very excited.
You know, just, you got to vote for one. I mean, I know that all of the above, because I'm excited for all of the above. How can you not be? Started the second half, playoff game, LeBron.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you're excited for all of them. That's how I feel.
Which one would you pick then, John? Which one? You said no, all of the above. So which one?
All right, hey, wait a second. Critical game to start the second half, LeBron. Playoff game to advance. I guess because playoff game to advance because it's a playoff game. Of course, I'm a Falcons fan first. Oh, man. You're killing me here.
Can I bring a little bit of practicality to this?
Yes, okay. Please do.
I mean, it's a big Sunday. No question about that. Hawks against the Lakers. They're going to lose. I mean, they're going to lose that one.
Okay.
Atlanta United, they're going to win. The Falcons, they're going to win. It's football. It's Sunday. It's football, Falcons, all day.
I like your decisiveness there. You, Daryl?
I'm in the 7%, so you know where I'm riding with.
So you're doing Hawks versus LeBron and the Lakers.
You're right.
Yeah. Partly because you're a Lakers fan.
Right.
But about what I said, do you feel the same way that I feel? The Lakers are going to win?
Yes.
Very decisive. AT, do you want to enter your vote in? Which game are you most excited about? Especially, I'm going to go with the Falcons.
No. I'm riding that Lakers bandwagon.
Okay.
Because, and here's why.
Okay.
We have to get up early in the morning.
Right.
This game Sunday night is at 9:30.
Oh.
Right.
So it gives me an extra hour of which to watch a basketball game in its totality. So I will be watching. I'll watch football and basketball, but.
But the one you're most excited about is the Hawks.
I don't know if I'd say excited.
Man, I am so torn on the Falcons and United.
John, it's not life-changing.
I know.
Which one are you going for?
It's not like it's the end of the world, John Frickin. Life does go on.
I'm
going to go with United because
there's no wrong answer.
Because if they win or tie, they advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then we got to get Columbus to beat Red Bulls. And then we get a shot at Columbus again.
Oof. Look, John, as the Kimmy Tumble once said on one of our plane rides, make a decision.
Is that how he said it? Exactly like that?
Exactly how he said it.
No.
And I'm looking forward to the Falcons-Cleveland game because I want to see Bruce Irvin in his first appearance.
Oh, yeah, there's
Falcons
that too.
Uniform.
You know, right.
And I'm very confident that Atlanta United is going to roll on Sunday. So Duke looked really good in the season debut. I know we've had the debate, John. You've actually said that they are going to win the national championship this year without question already after seeing game one. They were led by freshman trio of R.J. Barrett, Zion Williamson, Cam Reddish. So the Blue Devils had Twitter and social media all abuzz. And there was Steve Kerr comparing Williamson to LeBron. You had Chris Webber shutting down comparisons to Michigan's Fab Five. And then you had Paul Pierce last night on ESPN. And we've had the debate, could Alabama beat an NFL team? Well, Paul Pierce had to chime in about the Duke Blue Devils.
Wait, but you know how these arguments are.
They could beat Cleveland. You heard it here first. So you tell me this Duke Blue Devils team with the number one and two picks next year can't beat Cleveland?
Maybe number one, two, and three. Can Duke beat Kansas?
Not Kansas, number one team in the
country. Also,
okay.
Kansas is.
All right. So can't beat Kansas.
Yeah, no.
So Paul Pierce saying that Duke could beat the current roster of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I'm gonna default to our resident hoopheads and Daryl AT if they agree with Paul Pierce's comments that this Duke Blue Devils team even would have a shot at the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Paul Pierce cracks me up on this show because he's the resident contrarian, so he likes to poke the bear at. His fellow analysts, Tracy McGrady and Jalen Rose and guys like that. Mm-hmm. And no, they would not beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No, they're grown men. Yeah. Grown men.
Right.
No, I mean, no. Not a bunch of kids, no.
Yeah, they don't play man basketball. They play against him. That's not happening. Yeah.
But I just found it funny that Paul Pierce said they could beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, yet they couldn't beat Kansas.
So that gives you your answer.
He
right
went
there,
right to Kansas,
there.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you know, and to this whole thing about Alabama, because one of the – you see the line that was put out?
I did not.
One of the sports books put out a line about Alabama versus the Bills, and they made the Bills 28.5-point favorites over Alabama. Okay, I don't know why they picked the Bills over the Raiders, because Bills, I guess. Okay, anyway.
Quarterback situation.
You know, they made the Bills a hypothetical 28.5-point favorite over Alabama. I would bet my house and everything I had on the Bills at minus 28.5, because Buffalo's winning the game 56-0.
grown men.
It's a debate that comes up every single year, and it mostly has to do with Alabama, and now you're throwing in a
I mean, Alabama's great for what they are. I mean, you're comparing apples and oranges. Alabama couldn't handle an NFL team.
What they should do is just schedule a game, and so everyone can stop having the same debate every single year, normally around the same time.
Well, they used to have this game way back in the day, and he would probably in 18, yeah, I remember, the college All-Star game. Well, yeah, the college All-Stars played the defending Super Bowl champions in Chicago before there was an exhibition game. They played it until 73-74, and there was a rainstorm with Terry Bradshaw.
Awesome.
Yeah, Joe Namath and the Jets played against the college All-Stars. And it was always a game. And the reason it was always a game was that the Super Bowl champions would trot their first team out there. They would play the first series, and then their scrubs played against the college All-Stars the rest of the way.
Well, see, no, I would want to see a legitimate NFL team and their starters. I think it would be a cool game to watch to see Alabama play a legitimate team but not make them the Super Bowl champions because they're the Super Bowl champs, you know, for a reason, but play a team that's kind of iffy. You wouldn't watch that?
You'd watch it until it got to be 56-0.
It would not be a contest.
Tua would be running for his life off the first snap. Are you kidding me?
But it would be fun to shut down some contrarians who would say otherwise that Alabama
regardless, if you play the game like that every year, people still gonna make those comparisons.
Yeah, true.
It's just one of those things that we do. It's just bar talk. When we sit there and we talk about, oh, well, you know, so-and-so could be. Nah, not really. He's a grown man. You know, they used to call it, back in the day, they call it grown man strength for a reason. Or old man strength. They call it that for a reason.
Stay in your lane.
Basically.
Well, the Falcons certainly getting a lot of love early in this poll. We'll see if Atlanta United and the Hawks can rally about Big Sunday, what you're most excited for. And yes, all of the above at 9-9 the game.
Big
of course,
Sunday.
On our Facebook page as well. A lot of discussions on social media about this because it is going to be a big Sunday. And one station has it all live, back to back to back, right here on Sports Radio 9-9 the game. For the Falcons, not only the start of the second half, not only a chance to win another road game, but a chance to have Bruce Irvin make an immediate impact on this team because he will be playing on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Bruce talking yesterday. We have all the sound. We're going to be playing it for you coming up as we get ready for this game between the Falcons and Browns. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. with the Wade Ford kickoff and then the countdown to kickoff with Bud Light. Around the corner on Sports Radio 92 and the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.